are now listening to Jump Street Radio on 101.9 CITR. Your essential selectors on this musical safari are Sam Demo and Chirk. Now, pass me that 40 and play some tip-top tracks.
Ladies.
Bo.
Ladies.
Jumping my Mercedes.
We on the radio. Oh, that was a sweet note. Hey, life on Jump Street. This is
hey.
This is what it is.
Lady.
101.9 CITR FM. What's up?
It is what it is.
So
perhaps one of my least favorite sayings that people say. They're like, oh man, my dog just got run over by this car and the guy's drunk and crashing that tree over there. So he goes, it is what it is.
That's profound. You know, that's
it is what it is.
Guys, am I on the radio?
Dog is dead.
Is my mic up?
Yeah, your mic is definitely up.
Turn me up.
Ladies, holler at me.
This is the life.
I still can't believe that they gave us a radio show.
On Jump Street.
A year and a quarter
on Jump Street. What do people need to know about?
Belgian waffle fries.
Yo, those were the jump off. Those are the jump off. If you guys don't know, downstairs, the Pit Pub has a little...
They have a window.
Yeah, a winder. And out of it, they sell the most amazing Belgian fries. And Zia...
From Belgium.
Zia, stereotypically enough, decided that he wanted to get curry mayo. And
Because colonialism wasn't a flavor for Shirk.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
And if it was, that is... You damn well know that's what we'd be having. But anyways, I'm glad he did because that was some flam-tastic mayo.
Oh, Chirk got it all over his face.
Sam.
Not the first time.
Sup-fu. Talk about sup-fu.
Sup-fu. Sup-fu, that was last week. I had the pleasure of going and popping my Fortune Function 1 sound system cherry. A great night. There was an iPod battle, which is kind of funny because that was like a cool thing to do like 2 or 3 years ago in New York. And I think it came to Vancouver a little bit, but it's kind of gaining steam, and there's some people having a lot of fun doing it.
Really?
It was entertaining to watch, actually. There's this group of girls called the Wobangs.
All right.
Cute girls fucking jumping around stage, listening and playing music off their iPod.
What did they play? What was their selection?
I can't recall.
And what is the format? You just like, do you let the whole song play or you just stop and start?
I think they have like a 30 second or you get like 35 seconds of your tune. So, you know, if there's a big intro, then you're going to, you know, maybe you have your song queued up to the right point.
Really?
There was...
Are people making re-edits specifically for iTunes battles?
Well, the Winnie Cooper guys, Tristan and Christian, were there. And I think they might have won, actually, on Wednesday. And they were working off their Mac laptop.
Uh-oh.
A little bit cheating. A little cheating. Not an iPod. They just played a bunch of stuff. And it was great. It looked cool, but I just was not really listening. I DJed from 9 to 11. I was supposed to DJ from 9 to 9:30, and me and the other DJ were supposed to switch, and nobody showed up till 11. So I played till 11.
Nice.
Sup Fu.
Yeah, they were like, haha, sup Fu.
Yeah,
they like, showed up at 11.
But other things in Vancouver, you were at Friday's.
That went really well this week.
Trainwreck Soufflé. Z is all over the place. 560 Modern.
Fridays, the Iron Magazine Party Saturday, Modern Saturday. It's like playing music.
Yeah, no big deal or anything.
Whatever. I don't know. I don't have a residency.
Well, Saturdays, sort of.
Ladies, holler at me. Give me a residency.
Other than that, I've got like
a great movie, by the way.
It is a good movie.
The first one was good. I like the first one.
I
enjoyed the first.
Do you ever meet Mike, my old roommate?
No.
He and I used to. He had a Plenty of Fish profile, and on that we would. I think he actually cared about it for a bit, so he was like legitimately trying to meet girls on it, which is funny on its own. Hi, Mike. But after he realized how goofy that is, we started just looking up like sort of the most like the fakest looking chicks on there, and then we would look at their interests and just tailor that to a way to invite them over to watch Resident Evil. if it was like, oh, I enjoy the outdoors, or I like running, Mike would be like, hey, I see that you like running. There's a lot of running in my favorite movie, Resident Evil 3. You should come over and watch it. And unfortunately, no one.
You couldn't get get one girl?
Well,
there's plenty of fish on that site.
Yeah, apparently not. But I don't know. Maybe we'll try again. Bit of a sad story, actually.
My dog got hit by a car. And Mike says,
"No, you know
it
what?
Is what it is."
Yeah, it is what it is. That's yeah.
The last thing I want to say is this week, last Thursday, I was in the Straight Skills DJ battle. Funniest shit of all time that I put my set together the day of the event. Somehow got wild carded. Now I'm in the finals with basically Vancouver's illest DJs. Like, in illest, I mean like scratching and doing doubles and going back and forth. And everybody's got a flat brim hat on. And there's a lot of like,
not the illest of playing 6 minute house minute music tunes.
No, not flicking your hair and
because you know I would win that competition.
You win. You win that.
Challenge anyone with long hair.
Yeah,
holler.
Jason Lev might have a go at you.
What this is turning out to be a great episode.
Ladies.
Let's go back to that. Ladies. And the last thing I gotta say for announcements, so tomorrow, Thursday night, I'm in the finals at Barnum, and Friday I got a new Friday night at the Modern called Postmodern Fridays. It's for all the drinks.
The Friday is called Postmodern Fridays. Sorry for
It's not. I'm hired as the DJ.
Oh, it's
and I've been given the freedom to play whatever the hell I want.
Cool. Tell them about the drinks.
They are $4 for everything.
Wow.
Chia.
Yeah. Chia. I'm gonna be.
You
there.
Want a green bottle of beer? $4.
Whoa.
And if you want a Shirley Temple, go away.
Yeah. That's not even alcoholic.
Yeah, no, that'd be pointless. Go away.
Yeah.
Go home.
Yeah.
Go to Moxie's.
Go to Zia's and holla at them.
Ladies, I drink Shirley Temples exclusively for you.
Matt Shirkus, are you going to DJ some things?
I'm going to play. I've spent the past like 4 days just digging into like Masters at Work and shit like
nice.
That.
I like.
So I couldn't decide. Today it was really rainy, so I was gonna play more like gutter house. But now it's kind of nice out, so I'm gonna go disco-y. But maybe I'll just do both. I don't really know. But if you want to know what songs are, or if you want to make fun of me for DJing badly, call 604-822-2487. I gotta promote the Karma 3 boat cruise.
Are you on
Karma?
That?
Yeah, dude. I'm all over that.
With that DJ Skla,
Jesse James. I think they're called them. See, this is I'm so out of my element. I'm kind of excited for this thing.
You're gonna now. I've never been on a Karma boat cruise, although boat cruises are great.
Yeah,
and I've seen many photos of people having a lot of fun on boat cruises, and I want to go on boat cruises this summer and this late spring. Do you think you'll hear any sexy house on this boat cruise?
I've got a feeling.
And if so, what is sexy house?
That is an interesting question. I am not the person who can answer it, but I would like to know.
Sexy house.
Do you know an artist that you could say is sexy house?
Cascade.
That's how you say
Cascade?
That?
Cascade? I don't know. That guy's mad actually sexy house.
Oh.
That's just that the sexy house? Or is that, like, is that electro house?
No, it's like sexy. I mean, like, if you can listen to it and then you can hear clearly a saxophone that could be played over it, that's sexy house. Or if you're listening to it and your nipples get hard, that's sexy house.
Wow, that's amazing. You learn everything. You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
I've heard that term bounced around a lot, sexy house.
I often have strippers ask me to play sexy house for the most part. Those are the most of the people that request sexy house.
And then there's like deep vocal house and deep house. And then sexy deep house.
I mean, you could genre-ize anything.
Yeah.
Zia House.
There's Zia House.
That's where you go for the love.
Yeah.
Ladies.
My Mercedes.
Oh, and by the way, I'm going to be in Punta Cana in the Dominican next week. So it's going to be mommies.
And they'll be going, Pappy.
Hey, you guys keep talking. I'm going to play music. Yeah. Feel free to talk over it.
So, Vancouver. I love music, Zia. Mm-hmm. Do you love music?
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, music's all right. I like art more than I like music.
Ah,
yeah, more into art.
I like art school dropouts who make music.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. 'Cause your mama got a trust fund. We're gonna make some beats.
That's beats.
something like that, whatever. Vancouver, 604-822-2487 if you want to call us in requesting tunes or make fun of me, Sam Demo, or him, Zia, or
if
him.
If you're a lady.
Cut that shit out, Zia.
Oh,
He don't train wreck. Yeah.
listen to my voice, and you will become departmentalized. I know you have some mouths to feed, so I can give you what you need. I know you have some mouths to feed, so I can give you what you need. I know you want to drive that car, so stick with me and we'll go far. My passion is my greed, the only one I care about is me. We'll be right back.
Yeah, I want to give a special shout out. Thursday night, my boy Corey is doing an Electric Circus 90s party at Fortune with Neighbors Building Out. So go and check that out on May 20th. What up? Yes, Vancouver, another illustrious episode of Life on Jump Street Radio with DJ Chirk there on the turntables all night long, playing a bunch of dope tunes. We'll see you next week. I'm going to see you at Bar None on Thursday, venue and Postmodern on Fridays, Saturday at Shine. Zia, what do you say?
Ladies,
mama, ladies. Peace, Vancouver.